Friday, September 25th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
we praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Come, let us sing to the Holy One.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving.
And raise a loud shout with psalms.
For you, O God, are a great God.
You are great above all gods.
In your hand are the caverns of the earth.
And the heights of the hills are yours also.
The sea is yours, for you made it.
And your hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee.
And kneel before God, our Maker.
For you are our God.
And we are the people of your pasture.
And the sheep of your hand.
Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us, O Lord, steadfast hearts, which no unworthy thought can drag downward, unconquered hearts, which no tribulation can wear out, upright hearts, which no unworthy purpose may tempt aside. Bestow upon us also, O Lord our God, understanding to know you, diligence to seek you, wisdom to find you, and a faithfulness that may finally embrace you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exalt over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 32 through 41. God made a promise to our ancestors, and we are here to tell you the good news that he has kept that promise to us. It is just as the second Psalm says about Jesus. You are my son because today I have become your father. God raised Jesus from death and will never let his body decay. It is just as God said, I will make you the same holy promise that I made to David. And in another psalm, it says, God will never let the body of his Holy One decay. When David was alive, he obeyed God. Then after he died, he was buried in the family grave and his body decayed. But God raised Jesus from death and his body did not decay. My friends, the message is that Jesus can forgive your sins. The law of Moses could not set you free from all your sins. But everyone who has faith in Jesus is set free. Make sure that what the prophets have said doesn't happen to you. They said, "Look, you people who make fun of God, be amazed and disappear. I will do something today that you won't believe, even if someone tells you about it." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Peter Cartwright. One of the greatest frontier preachers and Methodist circuit riders was Peter Cartwright, 1785 to 1872. He grew up in the Western wilderness and became one of the most famous evangelists and planters of new churches in the West. As he traveled, he usually conducted several worship services a day. He was known for his powerful, bold preaching and his ability to deal with backwoods ruffians if the need arose. Cartwright baptized almost 10,000 converts and preached almost 15,000 sermons. He left the circuit in Kentucky and Tennessee in 1824 because of his distaste for slavery and was transferred to Illinois. There he was elected to the legislature twice. He lost in a run for Congress in 1846 to Abraham Lincoln. O God, our Heavenly Father, who raised up your faithful servant Peter Cartwright to be a pastor in your church and to feed your flock, give abundantly to all pastors the gifts of your Holy Spirit, that they may minister to your household as true servants of Christ and stewards of your divine mysteries. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Father of mercies and God of all comfort, our only help in time of need, we humbly beseech you to behold, visit, and relieve your sick servants for whom our prayers are desired, look upon them with the eyes of your mercy, comfort them with a sense of your goodness, preserve them from the temptations of the enemy, and give them patience under their affliction. In your good time, restore them to health and enable them to lead the residue of their lives in your all and to your glory, and grant that finally they may dwell with you in life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly, and even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. O God, our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience. When they are accused, save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and to discern the truth, that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, in giving us dominion over things on earth, you made us fellow workers in your creation. Give us wisdom and reverence so to use the resources of nature that no one may suffer from our abuse of them, and that generations yet to come may continue to praise you for your bounty. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, whose beloved Son willingly endured the agony and the shame of the cross for our redemption, give us courage to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
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 Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May God grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. Amen.
Amen.